What, sorry?
Plastic pipes!
I think he's saying plastic. Is he saying plastic? Are you saying plastic?
Plastic pipes.
Plastic face. It's just, we couldn't understand when you said plastic. Aww. Are you just hungry? Has anyone got a Rubik's Cube? Thank you. I can't help but notice you've got a crown on, sir. It's his birthday.
Yeah.
I couldn't give a fuck. I think we all feel the same. What's your name, my friend?
Jack.
Jack.
Yeah.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jimmy.
What do you do, Jack?
I'm in the military.
You're in the military. Our military or like Islamic State? Good to clarify before we get carried away and applaud. Which one? Ours? Fucking tremendous. We love it. Well done, you. And which bit of the military? Because obviously there's different... We're getting quite personal. What, are you a spy? Just the world's worst. I'm in the military. Fuck, I'm not meant to say. Bastard. Go on, which bit? Are you Navy, Army, Air Force?
Air Force.
Air Force. The fucking best bit, right? It's the fucking best bit. Go on. And what do you do in the Air Force? Because obviously there's Top Gun pilots, and then someone's got to make the scrambled eggs. There's different...
He's a military.
He's a what?
A nerd. Like data science.
He's a nerd, he's a data science.
In the military, yeah.
Okay, well why are you fucking him then, love? You met the nerd from the military, in computer science, it turned you off, and then it turned you on again. Presumably. Now, I don't want to be that guy, but you don't sound like you're from round here. Whereabouts are you from?
New York.
You're from New York?
Yeah.
Okay, Jack. Jack. I don't know how to put this to you in a way that you won't find incredibly offensive. She's clearly too good for you. And she's only with you for your military intelligence. What, sorry?
We just got married 2 months ago.
You just got married 2 months ago? Yeah, don't, no, I'm not saying, I'm, stop it. Why are you clapping a fucking spy? Of course I'll bring home the military secrets. I can't believe you let me touch your boob. This fucking loser can't believe his luck. Congratulations. What do you do, obvious spy? Yeah, what do you do?
Oh, I work for a fintech startup.
A fintech startup.
Yeah.
Great cover story, because the problem with the cover story is you don't want any follow-up questions, right? Who would ask a follow-up question about a fintech startup? I feel quite drowsy just saying it again. No one knows what fintech startups are.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we do, we're just not interested. There's a difference. And you're from New York.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to St. Albans. The city that often sleeps. Yeah, it's quite dozy. It's cool, it's very nice to have you. Congratulations on getting married. Where did you get married, St. Albans or New York?
Vegas.
You got married in Vegas?
Yeah.
I feel somehow Jack's been live action catfished. Something is off about this, Jack. God love him. Good luck, you two. Any other heckles, please, feel free.
Who'd you get your suit off?
What, sorry?
Who'd you get your suit off?
Who'd you get your suit off? Don't fucking no. You sound objectionably northern.
Turnips on your suit.
A two-inch turnip, yes.
Turnips on your suit, so it must be for somebody else.
No, that's how a suit is cut, sir. I don't know if you're aware, but you've come dressed by Primark. I mean, there's no fucking... I don't want to be a dick about it, but you look like a potato still in the sack. I've come dressed as Thomas Crown, motherfucker. What's your name? Just because I want to hear more of your voice. What's your name?
Dave.
I love the idea that he popped out. He probably fucking walked out. I knew his mother. What should we call him?
Baby Dave. Let's call him Baby Dave. Dave, I imagine he'll be a big bloke.
What do you do, Dave?
Very little.
It's for the best, you know, he fuck it up. Go on, what do you do, man?
Quite literally, very little.
Hang on, the lady, the carer, what does he do? A lady just raised her hand as if to say, he's not had his meds, I can't make him take his meds. Go on, what does he do?
She's a teacher, so she needs to raise her hand for everything.
Okay. Go on, what does he do?
He is interviewing at the moment.
He's interviewing. Well, Dave, all the very best with that. I think there's an... Is there a quick way of when someone's interviewing, what's it called again? Unemployed, Dave. You're unemployed. I'm just interviewing at the moment. No, Dave, you're fucking signing on. What kind of work are you looking for?
Management roles.
Yeah, we should put you in charge of something. I'm only going on your accent now, Dave, which is magnificent, by the way. But does anyone have a mill that needs managing? Because that is the perfect voice to go, oh, trouble at mill. And there fucking would be with him in charge. Seems quite... Why are you not sitting down? What's...
Toilet.
I'm going toilet. Are you allowed to go on your own? You sound like a fucking idiot. Take a moment to just think, that's my fucking job, I'm allowed to say that to people. Who else gets to do that? If you're working in your job, if you meet a fucking idiot, I bet you've got to make nice. I get to just call him a fucking idiot.
I'm waiting for you to take me.
You're waiting for me to take you? Be waiting a long time. I don't know. I blame the alcohol. Not what you've had this evening, what your mother was drinking when she was pregnant. That was quite a polite sort of round of applause, like someone had scored a 4 in cricket for a joke about fetal alcohol syndrome. That's rather good, yes. I imagine he was from a terrible home. Join in.
Go and sock off Joe Rogan.
What, sorry?
Go and sock off Joe Rogan.
We're both straight guys. And one of us could kill you. That's more Joe's department. Are you a big Joe Rogan fan? Is that your thing?
Yeah, I watch his podcast.
You watch the podcast? Yeah. I really enjoy doing it. He's a very good guy. There you go. That's a boring story. It's good. The comedy club's fucking great in Austin. Go there. It's great. Fun. Hang on. I'm just going to deal with this for 1 second. Guys, you're still standing up, and I think you're talking a little bit too much. You're probably irritating the people around you. So either stop, or we're going to kick you out. It'll be a pain in the ass. No. Don't just crouch down. Either sit down, or...
Get to the bar.
Well, go. Fuck off. Fuck off to the bar then, mate. No. Fuck off to the bar now. Security, go up there. And the slightly drunken lady, I hope you're having a lovely time, but no more. No, couldn't give a fuck. Just shush. There's a lovely Australian phrase. The Aussies have got, they don't get enough credit for their phrasing. They use the language beautifully. Sometimes if a lady's a bit drunk and a bit loud, they'll say, stick a dick in it. I imagine you're no stranger.
Shut up, find the worst guarantee.
I chat up line that works 100% of the time. Does this rag smell of chloroform to you? Get in the van. No, I'm very happy. All right, I guess I could see the kids at weekends. It'd be fine. Any other? Wendy, who is very Essex, just got engaged to one hell of a fella by the name of Pascal. Where's Wendy? Where are you, Wendy? Woo! Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
And Pascal, you just got engaged?
Yeah.
Well, I would ask, did he go down on one knee? But I imagine you pissed on a stick. No. We're getting married, a trapture. What happened? How was the proposal?
We got engaged in Antigua.
In Antigua? Ooh, fancy. And what do you do, Wendy?
I'm a nanny.
You're a nanny? Called Wendy? That's straight out of Peter Pan, isn't it? I love it. Fucking great. And what about Pascal? What do you do, Pascal? And nanny didn't have to go with him. It's very grown up. All right, what else we got? You have to love this, but me and the life boss have come back to... What? You have to love this, but me and the life boss have come back to St. Albans after 4.5 years since we first met here. The first meeting triggered divorce, etc. It's been a blast. Row MM, seat 1 and 2. What the fuck is going on here? Go on, what? Who did what? What happened?
Oh, we started our affair here 4.5 years ago, so we come back tonight.
You started an affair 4.5 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, and you've got divorced and now you're together?
Yeah, we come back together.
Yay! I tell you who's applauding. She loves a home wrecker. This poor man's dying of anxiety. Give him back, it's not yours. Jimmy, I'm in love with my best friend who's with me. How do I tell her that? Let's do it now. Where are you? Who's with their best friend in love with them? We might as well, huh?
Hi.
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 Hi,
Jimmy.
Hi. And where's the best friend? Hi, the best friend.
Hi.
Oh. And it's a sapphic romance. I wasn't expecting that. Okay, ladies, and how long have you known each other?
Forever.
Oh. And you fancy you go on each other's fannies? What, sorry?
I told her to grow a cock.
You told her to grow a cock? I think she'll probably more convenient just to strap one on. She doesn't like plastic. Well, she's spent the last 2 hours staring at my face. She'll be all right. She'll get used to it. Good luck, ladies.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.